This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Space Phantom. The song you are listening, or next we are going to have a newscast. I'm your DJ, Space Phantom. This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw.
This is Jessica.
Oh, and Jordan.
With your Tune In and Turn Up news update for April 19th.
Christian Buttram, an Oakland minor, was charged yesterday as an adult for the murder of Quinn Boyer. Quinn Boyer was a San Jose paramedic off duty in the Oakland Hills when he was shot and robbed on April 17th, 2013. Buttram wasn't alone, but he's the only child whose identity can be released because he is being charged as an adult. It's not for sure if Buttram can be charged with a death sentence because he is still a teenager. He goes back to court on Friday to enter his plea.
Muslims are blamed for the bomb that was dropped on Boston. The bombing happened on Monday, April 15, 2013. In Boston, Muslim leaders called a press conference to denounce the attacks and urged the media not to link their faith with violent actions. American Muslim leaders have gone to great lengths to stress that their religion doesn't condone violence, that terrorist acts committed in the name of Islam contradict the faith. As a Muslim American community, we should not be held accountable for the acts of individuals, said President of the Islamic Society of North America.
Why would you say to Siri? Siri has a great memory. She can remember all your voice data for up to 2 years. After 6 months, Siri deletes numbers that you have dialed, but voice files remains on your Apple's memory chip. If you decide to switch off Siri completely, all your data will be deleted instantly.
Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries look happy as she left LA courthouse. Friday, April 19th, after a judge announced that her year-and-a-half divorce battle with Chris has come to an end. Kim is now currently dating the rapper Kanye West with the baby on the way. Congrats, Kanye and Kim.
I am Jordan, and that was Jessica with your tune in, tune out news update.
I'm your DJ, Space Phantom. The next song I'm going to play is Little Pleasures by Toki Monsta. I'm your DJ, Space Phantom. This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. This is Tune In to Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Space Phantom. The song you were just listening to was Intro by the XX. And next, we're going to have a PSA. This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Space Phantom.
Girl, what you doing tomorrow?
Girl, it's 420. I'm about to get high.
Are you sure you really want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
I just want you to be safe.
What's not safe about smoking weed? I'm just stimulating my mind, you feel me?
Not really. Smoking weed has long-term effects that people don't even know about. Plus, you know 5-0 finna be lurking.
Psh, whatever. I'm just keeping it lit.
Do you? But I think you should check out this website. It's teens.drugabuse.gov. You might learn something.
Man, alright. We gonna smoke at the ganja till the
very end. I tried to tell all my friends when I was a kid that I had powers, but nobody wanted to believe me. All right.
Spent the last month feeling bad by myself. I couldn't speak anything to build hope. And the day came when it hit me like lightning through my veins. A sudden change in my groove and my walk. I got my lying heart and electric going through my brain. The shocking waves make me feel like I can float. It's like the city is mine and the dark is my cave. I can't explain the sudden peace in my hope. I sure hope I'm living my life as if I got power. Bet you wanna see me weak. Not sort of my thing, you see. I'm too damn cool, my mojo too dope. It's the same old thing, getting lost day and night. Young and lost in the pain. So many times I broke this vicious cycle. I got my lying heart, an electric flowing through my brain. Shocking waves make me feel like I can float. Surely I'ma do what I want. Ain't got no one to blame. I can't explain this sudden peace in my walk. I sure hope I'm living my life as if I got power. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Space Phantom. The song you were just listening to was Immortal by Kid Cudi. The next song and last song I'm going to play is Infinity Guitars by Sleigh Bells. I'm your DJ Space Phantom. This is Tune In, Turn Up, signing off on Youth Radio Raw.
All right, tune in, turn up on your Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Crisis, and next we are going to have a commentary by Katori. To be or not to be, natural is the question. Again, I'm your DJ Crisis, and this is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw.
Natural to me has never been anything special. I was natural as a kid and never thought anything of it. When I hit fourth grade, my mother gave me my first relaxer. I didn't get it because I hated my hair or anything like that. I got a relaxer because my mother had to start going to work and the job of my hair care fell to me. As a child, I struggled with caring for my hair because it was extremely thick and long. That's where the relaxer came in. The relaxer made my hair straight and doing my hair became so much easier. Sadly, my hair maintenance practices were really bad, but I didn't know any better. That combined with a relaxer basically killed my hair. I went from thick hair to the end of my bra strap to thin and barely hitting shoulder length. My hair was like this from fifth grade until recently. This year, my mother did what's called a big chop in the natural hair community. Her choice prompted me to stop getting relaxers. Also, she turned me to YouTube, which has a gigantic community of natural hair gurus, hair tutorials, and blogs about women and some men on their natural hair journey. On November 11, 2012, I decided it was time to transition, which means to grow my relaxer out until I'm ready to cut it at the desired length. On March 28, 2013, I decided to big chop. I told my mother that I was ready. She set me up in the bathroom and began cutting my hair. During the process, I felt liberated, scared, and happy. It was really enlightening. After I was left with 4 inches of hair. I went into my room and started looking at it. It was a very weird experience. I always thought my hair was of a kinkier texture. I found out my hair had loose waves, tight waves, and even some curls in some parts. I was completely surprised. Society always told me that my hair would be quote-unquote nappy. Even though I don't like to admit it, I believe them. After a while, I told myself I wouldn't think about it anymore. The next week when I went back to school, I was met with a lot of mixed reactions. People asked me, why did I cut my hair so short, or why don't I just get a weave or flat iron it? It used to bother me, but now it really doesn't. I'm completely okay with what God gave me, and even if I have doubts, I think of a song by a natural hair vlogger on YouTube. It's called Love Me Naturally by Alicia James Music on YouTube. Hopefully this commentary gives someone the initiative to do what I did. This was Katori with Tune In Turned Up on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Alright, again, I'm your DJ, DJ Crisis, and next we're going to have a review by Jashiri and Alvaro. And again, I'm your DJ Crisis, and this is Youth Radio Raw.
When I first saw the previews for Scary Movie 5, I was very excited. Since I had seen and enjoyed all of the scary movies, I was ecstatic to see what they were going to come up with next. I went to the movies with my friend Amber, and all my hopes and dreams for pure enjoyment were shattered. It was honestly so terrible that I don't remember what it was about. There are many guest stars like Lindsay Lohan, Mac Miller, Snoop Lion, and Ashley Tisdale, which somewhat added pizzazz to the new film. I was very disappointed that they didn't use the usual cast. Many of the subplots that they were trying to use didn't really correlate. Since Scary Movie is generally known for its cheesy, crude comedy, I feel like this should have been the best one. But this movie was just plain weak. Even the corny jokes weren't funny. Although I didn't really enjoy this movie, it would be good for a family to go see. This movie's comedic material is more fit for younger kids, probably around the ages 7 to 12. Scary Movie has really lost its touch, but I can see how it can be funny for a less mature crowd. I wouldn't really recommend this movie to go see if you're looking for tear-jerking comedy, but it would be good to go see with the kids. I'm Jasiri with Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
This is Alvaro Magdaleno with a review for Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. In English class, we recently finished the book Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. The book was first published on July 16, 1951. This book takes place in 1950s in New York City. This book was first banned shortly after it was published because it was contained burglary, violence, and sexual content. It was also banned in 1989 at Boron High School in California for having profanity. Again, it was banned from Windsor Forest High School in 2000 because parents complained about sexual contents, violence, and profanity in the book. The most recent attempt to ban this book was in 2004 when the parents brought a petition of 80 signatures. Even though this book was been banned for several times, I think it was a great book. This book starts off with Holden Caulfield getting kicked out of Pensy Prep, this being one of the many high schools that have kicked him out. He goes into depression. He decides to return to New York a couple of days earlier to relax and be ready for him to tell his parents that he has been again kicked out of school. In New York City, he experiences some difficult situations like getting beat up by a pimp and almost getting molested by an old teacher of his. He runs out of money and he starts getting ideas about running away to a cabin in the woods. At the end, Holden learns that he has to stop running away from his problems and ends up resolving them with a mental institute. I believe this is a great book that gives you an opportunity to experience how life was in the 1950s and how a person, old or young, can relate to something in this book. It's also a great read for anyone that's looking to kill some time with a really good book. This book will not take long to read because of how you can get into it that you will not want to place it down. For Tune In, Turn Up on your youth radio, this was Alvaro Magdaleno.
Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Yeah. One more time.
It's far from home. It's for the better. What we dream, it's all that matters. We're on our way, united. Turn the crowd up now. We'll never back down. We shoot down a skyline. Watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now. Listen up now, turn up the love. Who's gonna save the world tonight? Who's gonna bring it back to life? We're gonna make it, you and I.
Again, this is DJ Crisis, and this is my last song. This is Save the World by Swedish House Mafia. All right, thank you.
Yo, 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 it's your boy DJ Wade, and we are in Tune In Turn Up. I am your DJ, once again, DJ Wade. And next, we have a commentary by Teresa on why bullying is, again, this is Tune In Turn Up at Youth Radio Raw.
People are bullied everywhere in the world and all, for all sorts of reasons. We get bullied for being ourselves, whether we are fat, skinny, or gay. Sometimes people even get bullied because they are too smart or too dumb. Nobody is the same. We all have our own mind and personality, so don't bully people because they aren't your ideal type. Bullying hurts and is very dangerous. You might not think anything of it, but how do you think they will feel? You don't know if what you'll say will be on their mind or not, or if they're thinking about it. You don't know if what you'll say can affect them in life and make them change. Bullying can cause suicide, and that's the last thing anyone wants. Bullying can come in all sorts of forms. An example is cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is the use of internet and related technologies to harm other people in a deliberate, repeated, and hostile manner. If you have ever watched the movie Cyberbully, you would have a better understanding of what bullying is and what it can do. If I could wish for anything in the world, I would wish for bullying to stop and for everyone to be themselves, without being judged by anyone and being scared of being who you really are. This is Teresa for Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Yes, once again, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio Station. I'm your DJ Wade. The song you're listening to is Tiger Rat City Remix. The next song I'm about to play is, once again, This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan or we might switch it up and hit you with for some soul for real Candy Rain. I'm your boy DJ Wade, and this is Tune In Turn Up Radio at Youth Radio Raw.
To that money, nothing before that. Shit, I do you dirty, dirty like a flow mat. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing about what you need. I'm tired of paying for your weeks. I'm tired of you for me, trying to get pregnant. Knowing if you had a baby, your brother couldn't help it. I be riding through the city, ragging 2 chains. I ain't worried about the police, I got 2 names. Keep the strap, cause sometimes you gotta do things. She give away that thing like loose chains. Tryna have a new baby, but still another JJ. This ain't recess, but you know I don't play play. Just bought an AK, just took a vacay. Shoe broke, you need to call Triple AA. Did you bro? Shout out, don't talk to me. It's your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my fed up. It's you bro. Shout out, don't talk to me. It's your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my get fed up. Hey, how you f***ing cash, but you not up? And how I'm gonna respect you if your pockets
And yes, we back again. Tune In, Turn Up Radio. I'm your boy DJ Wade. The song that you are listening to right now was They Say Common Instrumental. The last song you was listening to was You Broke by YG featuring Nipsey Hussle. The next song I'm about to play for you is the remix Young Jeezy R.I.P. I'm your boy DJ Wade, and this is Tune In, Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw.
Hey, 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 hey Thriller. Mike Jack was alive, I remixed Thriller. Trap star, spell it with a big T. Give a damn if I never be a high MC. Cause I'm a hood, first on everybody list. By the whole club, PJ, no Chris. The average watch can't my wrist. The marriage can't my to the window, to the motherfucking wall. Enough money in my G to buy my mall. Got a choppers in the back, bulletproof, that's my armor.
RIP, I wanna kill the judge. Tryna lock the homie up, they don't feel the thug. I'm thirsty, but I don't give with my ex, cause I'm still in love. I can teach you how, gotta stack money. I ain't wearing Hollywood, y'all just act funny. Girl, I know you want this pipe like a gummy. Stop praying, I'm tryna hit like a crash. Don't start no
leakers. Tiger drinks.
Huh? Jello Beats, holla at me.
Turn up, money burn up, I do it daily. Adidas in a beeper, I'm from the 80s. What? You slap my mama before I let you march play me. Your boyfriend mad cause he ain't me. For real though, yeah for real though. What? Racks four raps, yeah I got that real though. What? Weeds keep fire so I smoke the kill though. Keep it 100 got the 100 bill flow. Yeah it's me though, problem shot, she pick a name. Girlfriend straight, better have her on the rainbow. By the time I'm done with her, ain't never had a fly. Put his tongue in her and twist it. Hell yeah, I got all these girls, but my main objective's get dough. 100 every time I'm out. Yeah, homie, ass show. To tell you that I
Los Angeles Lakers.
I really hands down. Paid the cost to be the boss, now I need change. Flying in the carpool, yelling out D-Lane. I don't know about y'all, but I want the money and the fame and the chain and the hoes on the cars, all the clothes. Yeah, I'm a real one, so I say it and I can't. And I don't play it.
Yes, yes, yes. It is Tune In, Turn Up. I'm your boy, DJ Wade. The song that you are listening to right now was That's That by Snoop Dogg. And the last song that you were listening to was the LA Leakers, Problem and Jahlil Beats. Do with the next song I'm going to play for y'all. Y'all know this joint. Poet Up by Rihanna. I'm your boy, DJ Wade. And this is Tune In, Turn Up Radio at Youth Radio Raw.
Watch it all fall out. Blow it up. That's how we ball out. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Blow it up. That's how we ball out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. Still got more money. Patron shots, gonna get a refill. Still got more money. Strippers going up and down that pole. And I still got more money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. Still got more money. Money make the world go round. Make your girl go down. Still got more money. Lot more where that came from. Still got more money. Look in your eyes and know you want some. Still got more money. Oh, oh, all I see is signs. All I see is dollar signs. Oh, oh, money on my mind. Money on my mind. Throw it up. Watch it follow from the sky. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Blow it up. That's how we ball out. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Blow it up. That's how we ball out. 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 Valet costs $100 bill. I still got more money. Gold all up in my grill. Here's how you hate us feel. I still got my money. Call Jay up and close the deal. I still got my money. My fragrance on and they love my smell. I still got my money. So who cares about what I spend? I still got my money. My pockets deep and they never end. I still got my money. I'm going dumb with all my friends. I still got my money. Oh, all I see is signs. All I see is dollar signs. Watch it follow from the sky. That's how we ball out.
Tune in, Turn Up Radio. I'm your boy, DJ Wade. The song you were listening to is Rihanna, Pull It Up. And next, we are going to have a roundtable from our special youth radio staff. I'm your boy, DJ Wade. This is Tune In, Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw.
Okay, so recently, new studies have come out saying that soon we will be able to pick all the physical attributes of our children. No matter what you and your partner are physically, racially, or genetically, you can mix and match your child's features. This means skin color, eye color, height, etc. is all under your control. If you and your partner are of darker tones, you can brighten your child's skin to however light or dark a shade you want. If you wanted green eyes as a child, you would be allowed to give it to your children for a fee in whatever shade you favor. However, like with most technology, there could be lots of problems and glitches before they finally get far enough along to get it right. Altering your child's genes could also cause major health issues. There is no guarantee that by changing these features, the change won't bother something else as well, like the development of an organ or the child's brain. Personally, I think that this will affect how the child will view him or herself and others in the future. I think they'll grow up believing that natural human beings aren't as beautiful or as important as they are, or they'll just grow up not liking themselves. Here in the studio with me are Katori 14, Jasiri 15, and Alvaro 16. Question number one, how do you think this new technology will affect our view on what's beautiful?
Well, if they're your children, you should love them how they are. You shouldn't try to change them.
I think that it will really affect our view of the world, and it will change what we view as beautiful, since you'll be picking what you think is beautiful.
I feel like there wouldn't be as much diversity in, like, as far as people go, because if you get to choose your genes, that means everybody's gonna choose what they figure is their definition of beauty, and that will make eventually us all look the same. Like, we won't have our own, like, unique attributes about us that we inherit from our ancestors.
Okay. Number two, what do you think would drive someone to decide to alter their children?
Probably they don't have self-confidence in themselves, so they want to change it.
I agree with Alvaro. They probably didn't really have a lot of self-confidence and probably always wanted those green eyes or that light skin or kinky hair or whatever to make themselves feel better, so they want to give it to their child.
I feel like it's okay if it's like genetic diseases and stuff and you need to like use their bone marrow and stuff or something if you need a transfusion, that's fine, but I feel like it usually comes from self-hatred and like what we've been taught as beauty standards in the media that kind of mess with our heads. Like, most people don't have confidence in themselves enough to feel pride in where they come from, and I feel like if you can change your baby's features, you can make what you want to come from instead of where you actually are.
What would you ever would you ever explain to your child your decision?
No, because I'm not planning on doing that.
If I did choose to do this, I would not tell them because I would not want them to, like, view themselves as, like, the ultimate, like, beauty, I guess you could say. Like, I just want them to know that they're them, and even if I did change them, they're still going to be like that. So, yeah.
If I did do that, I would not tell them because I would want them to live a normal life. I would probably tell them, like, once they turn, like, 21-ish, you know, when they get older so that, yeah, they can live like a regular child.
All right, well, that's all for today. I'm Yana with Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. For this discussion and more, visit youthradio.org.
And it once again, Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your boy DJ Wade. And now we have a PSA on bullying. Once again, DJ Wade, and this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw.
Hey, what's up, Steven?
I'm good.
Are you sure? You got a black eye. You sure you're all right?
I've been getting bullied lately.
That's not good. You shouldn't put up with that.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, tell an adult or someone you trust.
I can't tell my dad. He'll get really angry at me and try to get me to fight the person, which I really don't want to do.
You know, there's a hotline and a website where they can help you.
Really? What is it?
It's 1-800-786-2929 or go to dosomething.org. That's dosomething.org.
This is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your boy DJ Wade, and I'm getting ready to close out. But the last song I'm going to leave y'all with is Snoop Dogg, What's My Name? So y'all can know that my name is DJ Wade, and this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw.
Back. And once again, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that.